Ireland's humanitarian sector says millions of lives are on the line after Western countries drastically cut foreign aid budgets this year. More than 300 million people are in need of humanitarian assistance and protection. A record 120 million people are displaced, according to NGOs. The UN says that donor retrenchment has been so large it's been forced into a triage of human survival. Irish NGOs are now coming together for a new campaign to highlight the growing concerns and impact as the aid sector's been turned upside down. Jackie Fox reports.
It seems like the empathy that was very much part of a global response to crisis is disappearing and replaced by the politics of power. It's frightening.
Paul Healy has been working for TROCRA for 25 years. He's currently Somalia country director, one of the most fragile countries in the world. It has seen drought, conflict and now reduced aid. Centres which treat malnourished children are already feeling the impact.
I haven't seen them as full as they are now since I started working in Somalia 8 years ago. And that is through a famine period of 2022 and 2023. That is directly attributable to aid cuts. Previous to this, a lot of many local partners were also doing some work on nutrition, but that money isn't there now. And everything is coming back to the hospitals that we run. So our stabilization centres today, for example, have over 500 children under five struggling for life and to breathe and just to survive a nutrition crisis. So it's deeply shocking, deeply disturbing and incredibly worrying for the future.
The US, UK and Germany are just some countries pulling back, billions in funding affected. The UN has announced a drastic change to its global humanitarian operations due to the deepening hole in its budget. It received $5.6 billion so far this year, 13% of what it initially sought.
And at a time that we're seeing an increase in violence, an increase in the deaths from preventable illness, an increase in hunger, what we're seeing is donors walking away and we're seeing aid systems being completely dismantled.
Jane Ann McKenna is the CEO of DOCUS, the Irish Association of NGOs.
If you look at Sudan, for example, local organisations who have been running, you know, emergency food centres, 80% of those food centres have now been shut. So that is leaving 2 million people at risk of not having enough food to eat. And this is really the impact that all our member organisations, all their partners are looking at, is where they can actually support those and continue to deliver assistance. But it's becoming increasingly challenging, increasingly difficult to really retain that level of assistance. Communities on the ground, it is women, it is children who are suffering the most as a result of these aid cuts. What we're seeing is that the UN AIDS report, for example, said that over the next 4 years, they expect the number of deaths of aid-related illnesses to increase by 4.2 million people. So these are really lives on the line as a result of these aid cuts.
After months of uncertainty, Irish NGOs are now coming together to highlight what's happening, although the true impact is not fully clear, according to Chief Executive of Oxfam Ireland, Jim Clarkin.
We're still assessing because it's not just USAID. We're looking at European countries that have cut back. So we're still looking to see what will actually ultimately result in this. But we know that that a long-term problem has been created for political expediency in some parts of the world. And ultimately, countries need to remember that aid isn't just about, you know, charity. It's about long-term development. It's also about security. A more developed world is a more secure world. It's a safer world. It's a better world for everybody.
Christian Aid Ireland's CEO Rosamund Bennett agrees.
Any progress that has been made in the last few years will just regress. You know, children will not be going to school, that children will be last in line to get vaccinated, that mothers will really be struggling to provide food for their children. This is a crisis that's happening right now, but as these things, you know, as it deepens, it just means that there'll be more trauma in years and years to come. It will take a long time to recover from this. No one country can fill the gap caused by US aid cuts or by other country cuts, but it is absolutely necessary that we can step up and step in and show leadership in this area, and that the sustainable funding that Irish Aid provides is absolutely crucial at this moment in time.
Ireland has pledged to maintain its aid budget. While it bucks a global trend, charities have been left reeling due to that massive funding gap.
I mean, what we're seeing now is, you know, an aid system coming apart. You know, all the agreements, a universal consensus built on values post the Second World War has come to an end. It ended 6 months ago.
Paul Healy from Trokra again.
We have to make hard decisions in Somalia. I've seen babies die. We have to make decisions to try and save those lives. We've been committed to this people for over 30 years. We are not going away, but we certainly have to rethink and reimagine the kind of work that we can do with fewer resources and saving as many lives as possible.
And that report from Jackie Fox. It's just gone 7:30. Brian Jennings has the news headlines.